The new minimum wage and base pay announced by government has brought some smiles to the faces of employees. Government has also instructed all employers to act accordingly to ensure employees both in public and private sectors benefit from the increment. But many have complained about the trend where workers do not justify pay increases in terms of productivity. We have on the line a labor consultant, Austin Game, to share his thoughts on the new minimum wage and the need for increased productivity. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, madam.
What are your views? Do you think this increment can motivate workers to put in their best to increase productivity?
Thank you. Any 1% increase is an increase. This is quite reasonably substantial, and therefore the onus now lies on the footsteps of the employer to take. As for the worker like you and I, if we step at the workplace, what we think we can do is what we do. But it's for the employer to ensure that the targets that the whole nation has set itself, announced in the national budget, is now reduced to the corporate level, whereby you will be assigned your responsibility to discharge. On the basis of that, we can describe you as productive or average productive or non-productive. On the basis of that, you are paid what you are supposed to be paid. This is a general increase that has been given to everybody, but now we must ensure that people work for why they have been employed. Because it's sickening to see that some go to work and they idle about. Some go to work and they are engaged in other things other than what they have been employed to do. So everybody will have to be assigned his task. It's not too late in the year. We are now in January. It's for the employer to ensure that they deploy this mechanism so that we, the taxpayers who pay tax, to enable them to be paid, we are comfortable. So I think it's a good thing. It's good enough. And I congratulate all of them for hard work and good work done.
Mr. Austin Game, there are already voices raised. Some workers are arguing that the increment should have been higher. How do we deal with such a situation? What's your take?
Well, sometimes if we lack knowledge about something or we don't understand the processes through which these things are done, it can be said so. But the reality is that we have projected as a nation to achieve about 10% inflation for the year 2014. We have achieved year ending 17%. So we have a shortfall of 7%. That 7% is restored. Whatever is added to it, that is the addition, the embellishment of your pay. So in reality, it's only in Ghana and in perhaps West Africa here where you talk about an increase of 10, 15, 20% increase. And that has been part of the inflationary trends we have been witnessing over the years. Nobody, no society worth its salt increased pay to that level. So we must go gingerly. We are back to normalcy now, properly how it's supposed to be done. It's now for the employer to activate all the mechanisms in the labor law and in their condition of service to ensure that people work. And so if you are increasing pay by, let's say, 10%, 15% more than the inflationary thing, then we can think about it so. But to increase pay more than what has been done today will be suicidal for the economy and for the nation. So this is good. Because they don't know, they can say so. And because we have lived like this all this while, people are used to it. But let's come back to the base where the right thing must be done. And I think this is the proper thing that has been done. And I congratulate all of them.
Thank you, Austin Game. You heard labor consultant Austin Game on recent increases in the minimum wage.
A chartered economist and senior lecturer at the University of Cape Coast, Dr. John Gatti, has acknowledged that the issue of productivity is a two-way affair. He said for productivity to increase, public workers must be provided with the necessary logistics. Dr. Gatti believes that if workers are effectively equipped to work, productivity would increase in the country.
During negotiation, parties involved consider their interests and their abilities. You also know that government made some provision for wages and emolument in general for 2015. So one would appreciate that the seven cities is actually being accommodated by the estimates in the budget.
Exactly. Now, at the negotiating table, organized labor in accepting the adjustments to the base pay also put before government the need to commence work on categories 2 and 3 allowances, and noted that the cut-off date should begin by May this year. I'm looking at all these demands and also asking a very simple question. At the time when we are being asked to increase productivity within the public, you know, sector, how do we reconcile this?
The issue about productivity is very crucial. Productivity issues have something to do with the orientation of labor and at the same time provision of what they refer to as goods and services and logistics in the public sector. That should be provided for by the managers of the public sector institutions so that people go to work and they're effectively equipped in terms of training and skill development, and at the same time they are provided with the tools that they need to engage in productivity. The employer ought to make capital investment in some areas to ensure that productivity, and at the same time labor ought to give new orientation to itself to ensure that they are conscious of contributing to productivity of the country, and that will merit the increase in wage level that we all get in the country. So it's a two-way affair. Labor ought to give orientation to its members to ensure that productivity becomes the goal that all of us want to attain, and government institutions must also make the frantic efforts of investing in key logistics and goods and services are needed to drive productive activities in the public sector.
Chartered economist and senior lecturer at the University of Cape Coast, Dr. John Gatti. The tripartite committee announced a 16.7% increment in the minimum wage for all workers. Radio Ghana sought the views of some of workers on this issue. While some say half a loaf is better than none, others want more.
We hope that there's more to come.
It's not enough. They're supposed to increase it at maybe 20% or something. That will help us.
We like it like that. As government increase our salary, we are happy more.
I would say half a loaf is better than that. So whatever they give us, we'll just use it to cover up for certain things. No, it's not enough, but we are happy it has come. Say for 2 years, we haven't received anything like that. It will push us more. It's not enough. So I may say more room for improvement.
It's a bit low. If they can increase it a little, it will be all right. Because now the economy in Ghana is very, very high. We are finding it difficult to live. So we are pleading to the government to increase it a bit.
That's what the government can afford. So it's okay.
The question is that really enough? Because in an economy where prices are always getting higher, what they need to do is to look at people's needs and based on that, increase that percentage.
You heard some workers sharing their opinion on the increment in the minimum wage. The base pay on the single spine structure for public sector workers has been increased by 13% across board. This follows the agreement reached by the Public Service Joint Standing Committee, which comprises of government and organized labor, as well as some private associations and institutions. We now have on the line General Secretary of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, to discuss the issue further. Mr. Asamoah.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What went into this agreement?
Are you talking about the base, the public sector pay?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. As you are no doubt aware, you know that since the inception of the single spine salary structure, the standing committee of the public sector negotiation machinery meets every year to review the base pay. The base pay is also the least pay within the single spine salary structure. So as usual, negotiations for this year's increase started as early as the middle of the last quarter of 2014, and we've gone into various negotiations, including economic indicators as well as what can be borne, productivity, and what can be borne by the government. You may recall that over the period, the government has complained that the wage bill takes close to over 60% of our revenue generated in the country. So all those factors were taken into consideration and decided to increase every public sector worker's pay by 13%. Beyond that, the agreement was also reached on, was also contingent on some other indicators, like an agreement that there shall not be job cuts within the public sector in the ensuing year, and then also ensuring that all other specific areas like allowances and other related single spine implementation things that have not been done would all have to be completed in 2015. So yes, there were various economic indicators factors as inflation, as and other economic indicators which are normally used in restoring the value of incomes, as we do, usually was what was used as basis. And then also got the agreement, particularly because the wage bill is becoming a problem, and then as a result of that would also have to draw that contingent of ensuring that public sector workers don't lose their jobs within the ensuing year.
Okay, Mr. Samwa, which category of workers qualify though for the minimum wage?
You know, you are confusing two things. We have a national minimum wage. They were all signed yesterday. That is why I asked you whether you are referring to the single spine. There are two things involved. The national minimum wage is a minimum wage below which no worker or no employer in the country should pay a worker. And that is determined between government employers, private sector employers, and organized labor. That is different. That is what was settled on 16.7%. Then again, what was called the single spine salary structure base pay has to do with only government as an employer with its workers. All those who work for government, all those who are paid through the consolidated fund is what I mentioned by the base pay. So I suppose you don't confuse the two. There are two things involved. In the case of the national minimum wage, Ghana being a signatory to an international convention on minimum wage setting, every year meets to discuss what should be the national minimum. The national minimum is a safety net. It might not directly reflect whatever we do. But the truth is also that there are other factors of negotiating incomes in this country. One aspect is the determination of the national minimum wage. And if you are less, if you're on your salary structure, the least paid person is less than 7 cedis, you have to adjust automatically. Now, the normal way of negotiating salaries is between you and your employer, your work, wherever you work, and your employer, through collective bargaining processes and through other negotiation machinery. So we only, as a national arrangement, set the minimum. The maximum is what is normally determined at the workplace between your employer and then the employee. We also acknowledge that the minimum wage is supported by law. So the moment it's set and gazetted, all employers are supposed to comply in ensuring that if you have a salary structure, the least paid person on your salary structure does not take less than 7 cedis. If that adjustment is made, normally it also automatically adjusts the salary structure of the organization. Beyond that, when we determine the minimum wage, it normally also serves as a guiding pole for workers' negotiations at the workplace. They are normal negotiations, as it were. And indeed, in answering directly to your question, we look at economic indicators, inflation, and also the ability of the employer to pay. We look at all those factors. The difference in the minimum wage and then the living wage is that the minimum wage, because it's the minimum within the economy, is set in a way that whether it's a big employer or a small...
Hello? Hello, Mr. Samoa? Hello, Mr. Samoa. Thanks very much for the education on the base pay of the single spine structure and the minimum wage. We were talking to Mr. Kofi Asamoah, the General Secretary of the TUC.